Hallelujah. It is another glorious day. We thank God for another beautiful moment like this. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. This is the hour of prophetic decree. This program always comes around at the hour of midnight, 12 midnight to 1. And it has always been a blessing to many people all over the world. As we are connecting to us also today, I am telling you that God will also favor you, God will also promote you, and God will fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Just get ready. When I begin to pray, you begin to pray. When I make a decree, you answer amen threefold, and the blessing becomes permanent. I am telling you, as you are connected to us now, God Almighty will promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Every coven meeting going on against you at this midnight, may that coven catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone who has taken your case to any coven of witchcraft, I command such one to be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone who is holding your photograph and is assigned to bury that photograph, I command such one to be disgraced now and be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything buried against your glory, anything buried against your star, anything buried against your destiny, I command it to be exhumed in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that vow you will not be more than this, I command that power to fall in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I speak to your life right now. You shall receive your total healing. Right now, you shall be delivered from the captivity of witchcraft. Right now, you shall be delivered from household wickedness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gather yourself together as we pray. In this program, beloved, I'm going to pray with you, and I will pray on your oil. I will pray on your prayer request. Just get ready. There are seven prayers we are going to pray at this midnight. These prayers are very, very important because of this very hour we are praying. You pray this prayer loud and clear. I say every evil altar erected against me in any location, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against me in any location, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against me in any location, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, today is the 28th day of the month of May, year 2021. This month is running to an end. All your breakthrough must be recovered. All your blessing must be released. Open your mouth and say, all my breakthrough tied down in any coven, be released by fire in the name of Jesus. All my breakthrough tied down in any coven, be released, 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 be released. All my breakthrough tied down in any coven, be released by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I withdraw my name from the altar of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name and the name of my wife and my children from the altar of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name, the name of my wife and my children from the altar of witchcraft. I withdraw my name. I withdraw my name. I withdraw my name. I withdraw my name. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We pray, powers assigned to waste my life, waste yourself in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to waste my life, waste yourself in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to waste my life, waste yourself, waste yourself, waste yourself, waste yourself, waste yourself in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any organ of my body, somebody need to pray this prayer very well. I see one organ of your body not functioning very well. There's somebody's kidney that is not functioning very well. You have to pray. Say, any organ of my body cook in the pot of witchcraft, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body cook in the pot of witchcraft, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered. Any organ of my body cook in the pot of witchcraft, be delivered, be delivered in Jesus' name. Say, powers cooking the organs of my body there in the name of Jesus. Powers cooking the organs of my body there in Jesus' name we praise. Any power weakening me in the night. In the name of any power that is weakening me in the night. There are power that is making it difficult for you to pray in the night. There are power that is taking away your strength. There are power that is injecting your body in the night. There are power that is sucking your blood in the night. There are in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Aha. Beloved, yesterday I was trying to analyze to us something I tied to the mystery of covenant violation. The mystery behind it when you violate a covenant. The mystery that is behind it when you violate a covenant. And I was trying to look into the book of Genesis, the book of beginning. We're able to see in Genesis chapter 17 that God entered into a covenant with Abraham. And God showed him and described how the covenant will be. And God told him that there will be a token of this covenant, something as a sign that this covenant is being abided with, that every male child in your family must be circumcised. If you refuse to circumcise any male child, it means that you have violated the covenant, and the result is death. The Bible says the person shall be cut off. Now you can see why we have a lot of spiritual death, a lot of physical death, sudden tragedy, sudden mishap, a lot of things we cannot explain about sometimes what we pass through, stagnancy that we cannot explain. Because one way or the other, our ancestors have entered into a covenant with the devil. But we do not know what this covenant entails. We do not have the knowledge of this covenant. We are not privy to this covenant, but when this covenant was made, according to that Genesis chapter 17, the Bible says God made a covenant with Abraham, and he told Abraham that this covenant also extend to your seed, that is, your children unborn. So as God was entering into covenant with David, with Abraham, the covenant was not only with Abraham, it was also with all the children of Abraham, including myself and yourself. So therefore, there's a covenant binding us together in a spiritual family. Now listen very well. If our ancestors have now entered into a covenant with idol, have now entered into a covenant with water spirit, have now entered into a covenant with Satan in any part, as a result of one or two things they were looking for, or a sixth time they desired, that covenant is also binding on you that you are born again today. That is what I'm saying. Your salvation, your being born again, does not obstruct or obliterate that covenant. Your salvation, your being born again, does not remove the covenant. The covenant remains intact. Your salvation gives you platform and empowers you and qualifies you to break the covenant. If you desire to break that covenant, it is easy when you are born again. But when you are not born again, you have no right at all. But a born-again child that is ignorant of such covenant find himself wallowing in problems, wallowing in some things he cannot explain, mysterious happening, things are stagnant all the while. He's brilliant with first degree certificate but could not secure a job until the revelation of such covenant is made known. And that is why I told you that when you are experiencing a situation that is not clear, the first way to pray is to ask God to show you the video of the cause of sustain. Oh Lord, take me back to the location where this bondage was introduced into my life. Oh Lord, give me a revelation of this particular situation. Oh Lord, can you give me that understanding of what I am passing through? These are inquiry prayers and a revelation prayer. It will show you and reveal to you clearly all that had happened, even 50 years, 100 years, 1,000 years before you were born. God is the revealer of secrets. God is the custodian of secrets. God can reveal the secret to every one of us, especially if you are born again, and make it clear to you. So this covenant now that our Father entered into, one way or the other, if we violate it, it becomes a problem. That is what God was telling Abraham. Violation of such a covenant will bring death. Violation of such covenant will bring untold hardship. Violation of such a covenant can make somebody to become a slave. You know, it can make someone to remain barren. It tries everything. She tries everything, but she could not conceive because there is a covenant binding. If they have told you in your family that they don't eat a particular food, they don't eat a particular fruit, they don't eat a particular kind of meat, they don't eat a particular fruit like this, you need to ask questions. You need to understand why they don't eat it. Because when you dabble into eating it, it will launch you into violating a covenant that your ancestors have made. Because some of our ancestors, that thing they said they don't eat, they are part of those things that they use as sacrifice to appease the devil, or to sacrifice to the devil, or to sacrifice to water spirit. And thereby, in that family line, they made it compulsory that nobody should eat it because it's the food for the gods. It's the food for the gods. It's the food for the gods. So they don't expect the food for the gods, the food they have given to the gods, the food they gave to this god through sacrifice, they don't expect you to eat it. Eating it becomes a violation of covenant, and affliction comes in. This is the reason why we have serious of affliction. You see, somebody qualified to get married could not get married. So he is beautiful, she could not marry. She is handsome, he could not marry. Everything is okay, she could not conceive. Right up interviews, going for interview, could not secure job. He tried to move forward, he couldn't. He labored so much, but those labors are wasted. He engages in unprofitable business. He enters into a business and everything results in failure. People are duping him and making him wretched. He tries to come up, he couldn't come up. In the dream, he's facing attack all the while because there is a violation that has taken place. Beloved, we need to pray now. We need to pray now. I continue explaining to you very well. We need to pray now. Confess your sin unto the Lord and tell the Lord, have mercy. Tell the Lord, have mercy. There is nothing that mercy cannot do. Let's cry for mercy. Let's cry that the Lord show us mercy. Thank you, Father. If you have not given your life to the Lord, why can't you quickly settle that before we pray these deliverance primitive prayers? I want you to begin to talk to the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray 7 hot prayers, and I want you to master these prayers. They are going to work wonders in your life. You will pray like this. Say, evil foundation in my life. In the name of Jesus, evil foundation in my life. There. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, serpent hiding in my foundation. There. In the name of Jesus, serpent hiding in my foundation. There. In the name of Jesus, serpent hiding in my foundation. There. In the name of Jesus, serpent hiding in my foundation. There. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, foundational strong man, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man, release my destiny, 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 release my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray, say, inherited spirit husband. If you are a sister, call spirit husband. If you are a brother, call spirit wife. Inherited spirit wife, I am not your husband. There, in the name of Jesus, inherited spirit wife, I am not your husband. There, in the name of Jesus, inherited spirit wife, I am not your husband. There, in the name of Jesus, inherited spirit wife, I am not your husband. There, in the name of Jesus, inherited spirit wife, I am not your husband. There, in Jesus' name, we pray, say, every good thing you have stolen from my hand, you, this wicked spirit wife, return it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every good thing you have stolen from my life, you, this wicked spirit wife, return it now. In the name of Jesus, every good thing you have stolen from my life, you, this wicked spirit wife, return it, 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 now, return it, now, return it, return it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Bring out your bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can bring a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I pray that this bottle of oil shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus shall enter into this bottle of oil and transform it to become instrument of fire. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will move into the oil and into the water. The power of deliverance will move into this oil and in this water. And they shall become tools for healing and tools for deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Take that oil a little bit, if it's water a little bit, and drink it now. I hope you have swallowed it. Say it like this. Say, any serpent inside of me, come out. I want your come out to be strong. It's a command and it must be aggressive. Any serpent living inside of me, come out in the name of Jesus. Any serpent living inside of me, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Take that oil, put a little on your belly button. It's very small, please. Say, every hidden serpent living inside of me, come out in the name of Jesus. Every hidden serpent living inside of me, come out, 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 come out. There, in Jesus' name, pray. You can see. Look at what is happening to that sister there. Look at it, look at it. I command you to be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Put your hand there. The same prayer. Every hidden serpent hiding in my chest, come out in the name of Jesus. Every hidden serpent hiding in my chest, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Now, come out, now, come out, now, come out, now, come out, now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Take a little oil and anoint your head. And with aggression, you say, serpent, attacking my head. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, serpent, attacking my head. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, serpent, attacking my head. Yeah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your hand and say, foundational serpent, attacking my hand. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, foundational serpent, attacking my hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs and pray like this. Say, inherited evil covenant, slowing me down in life, break in the name of Jesus. Inherited evil covenant, slowing me down in life, break, break, break. Touch your two hands, touch your two legs now. Yes, touch your two legs. You may need to sit down now. Inherited evil covenant, slowing me down in life, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Continue praying that prayer, beloved. Continue, 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 continue. Inherited evil covenant, slowing down my life. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. I command divine speed to be programmed into your life now. You will move faster. You move forward. You move forward. You move forward. In the name of Jesus. A threefold amen. 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 I bless you now with the blessing of enlargement. With the blessing of multiplication and fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray on your prayer request. Beloved, when God answers your prayer request, I want you to always bless the Lord. Appreciate Him. Show that you really you are grateful to him. It's very important. Father, I pray that all these requests shall receive divine attention. These requests shall be blessed, and there shall be manifestation of testimonies. In Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy into the life of that sister. You have been frustrated, but the Lord is touching your case now. That woman, they have stolen your children away from your hand, their hearts, they have stolen their heart away from you. I command the fire of God to burn every power that has done that evil in your life, done that evil against you in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy unto that man, your business has crashed, but I speak to you within 3 days, the Lord will send helpers to you and your business will come back alive. The Lord will bless every one of you here. That sister, I decree that this year you will have a marital settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are looking for the fruit of the womb here, lay your hand upon your womb. Lay your hand upon your womb. I speak to that womb in the name of Jesus. Open, open, open in the name of Jesus, and there shall be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and increase his blessing in your life. May you be a carrier of blessing wherever you go, in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.